This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. It is Saturday, December 11th, 2021. Well, how are we doing tonight, my friend?
Doing pretty well. Doing pretty well down here. Things are moving along.
Outstanding. Anyways, first order of business. We want to remember those members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Tonight, we remember police officer Richard Houston II of the Mesquite, Texas Police Department. End of watch, December 3rd, 2021. Officer Houston was responding to a call, and he was shot and killed. His killer was shot and wounded. Officers... On a side note, if you have report officer down, shots fired, and you find some mutt that's with the weapon that shot your brother, sister in arms, guess what? There's no, don't, we're not going to put him in the hospital. Put him in the ground. All right, moving right along, we want to welcome all the men and the woman from the Yonadosis, New York Fire Department. I spoke to Little Billy Keebler tonight, and he says everybody on duty at the Yonadosis, New York Fire Department is working tonight. A couple of weeks ago, they had a tragedy. One of the firefighters, named Linda, was passing out some White Owl cigars as her significant other had a child, and the firehouse burned down. So they're having a hootenanny in a couple weeks to raise some money for a new firehouse. Also, we want to remember those people affected by the massive tornado in the Mid-South region. We thoughts and prayers are with you. How is your neck of the woods? Any damage?
Not where I am. I'm straight south of Nashville. A lot of the damage was north of me, just beyond Nashville and into southern Kentucky. So I have a few friends up there that I've touched base with, and they got their areas got hit pretty hard. There's, you know, dozens were killed during the storm, billions and billions of dollars worth of damage. It's reported that the the tornado that went through Mayfield, Kentucky, started over in Arkansas and traveled on the ground for 280 miles of wow. Just straight out devastation. So, people's homes and neighborhoods and livelihoods were just decimated to nothing. And pretty much all Mr. Biden had to say today about that was, this is probably the biggest tornado that, you know, that ever hit in Kentucky, which, you know, is fine, but why waste time of telling us how bad it was when that's what we have weather stations for? Just tell us what you're going to do for these people, you know, like today.
Right.
So besides right. It's just horrible up there.
Right. But unlike our major urban areas where they have tragedy happen, they burn and loot and kill people. You're going to see people all over Kentucky, in the Mid-South region, pull together and help one another. Anyways, on another side note, we lost another music legend. One of the original Monkees, Michael Nesmith, passed away this week at age 78. Now, I remember back in the 80s, I was watching the Monkees, and one of my first concerts was actually in 1986, with the Monkees reunion tour. And believe it or not, Nesmith did not tour, and he was my favorite Monkey. I thought he had that Texas swagger, and he was like the redneck of the group, and I thought he had the most talent, plus he had the best sideburns. But anyways, besides being an actor slash musician in a band that television producers just put together, he produced television, he started television, he made his own solo album, so he was a very busy person. That's why he could not go on the 20-year reunion with the band, only a couple of dates. But anyways, well, what's your take on the passing of Mike Nesmith?
Well, you know, I watched all their shows when I was a kid, you know, in the late 60s. And, you know, they weren't a band. They were four actors that were thrown together to, you know, play a band. And, you know, nowadays you get four band members that, you know, are bad band members, and they become actors. But they were just the opposite. They, you know, it was a funny, you know, season or two that they had there. The most famous thing was the Monkey Mobile and the antics
Right.
that they used to get into. And two things that I mentioned on Facebook yesterday. You know, it's sad that, you know, Mike Nesmith passed away. You know, however, you know, he was the third monkey out of four. So I sent Mickey Dolenz a message saying, "Well, we know who's next." You know, the mystery is over. You know, you're next.
Right,
And
right.
then I responded to something you said, but I guess you didn't see it.
I just saw folks, right, folks, check out Walter's
you
Facebook.
said that.
He, yeah, I said Mike Nesmith was my, go ahead.
You said that Mike Nesmith was your favorite monkey, and I asked, "Well, what about Mrs. Dance?" So you know, it's just it, you know, just for, you know, I hope, you know, when my time comes to meet my maker, whichever one that may be, somebody has something quippy to say about me, because
Right.
it'll be all good. You know, it'll be
Right.
all good.
Right. But folks, check out Walter's Facebook. He actually wrote that, and I was like, wow. But anyways, nothing about these musical legends. I mean, if you have the opportunity to see them, for the love of God, please see them. Back in 2008, I saw the reincarnation of the Doors. I got to meet Ray Manzarek before he passed. I was able to see the Allman Brothers Band 15 times before they broke up and Greg passed away. I was able to see the Grateful Dead once. I got to see Van Halen with Leslie West, and unfortunately Eddie Van Halen and Leslie West passed away. But I mean, you know, time waits for no one. If you got the ability to see these bands, go right ahead. I mean, oh, this year we lost Charlie Watts for the Rolling Stones and lost Dusty Hill. But anyways, coming up, we'll talk about the crap that's going on in this planet. Check us out at 75radio.org. That's 75radio.org. Take it away, boys.
For decades, leftists, liberals, socialists, and feminists have been screaming and crying, "My body, my choice," in order to justify the premeditated murder of innocent children in the womb. However, this is a fallacious argument, since science has proven and demonstrated that the baby has a separate set of DNA from the mother. If it's not your DNA, it's not your body. That is science, and you should trust the science. Remarkably, the same people who have been claiming "my body, my choice" for decades now want to force you to inject foreign substances into your body against your will. Obviously, they never cared about "my body, my choice." They just wanted to control you and have permission to kill babies. I am Ammon Bundy, and when you elect me governor of Idaho, I will sign an executive order on day one of my governorship prohibiting abortion in the state of Idaho. Because premeditated murder of the innocent should never be legal anywhere in the world, especially Idaho.
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government, and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education, conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
Welcome back to 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Next story, I actually have to agree with all the black radicals, America haters, communists, leftists, and Black Lives Matter supporters. America is racist. Black people cannot get ahead or succeed in America. Why? Because you have a D-list actor that cannot fake a hate crime and get away with it. What am I talking about? Former actor Jesse Smollett was found guilty of 5 counts of disorderly conduct in a Cook County, Illinois courtroom when he alleged that 2 white men wearing MAGA hats beat him up, call him, nigger faggot or faggot nigger, put a rope around his neck, threw bleach on him on a Chicago street at 2 in the morning in -9 degree below zero weather. And all
don't
those
forget the left...
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget the news.
Yeah, I said they put a rope around his neck. A noose. He walked around like a noose, like he was wearing a necktie in -9 degree weather while Chicago was having a polar vortex. And believe me, folks, I spent almost a full year in the Chicagoland area. It gets cold and that wind blows. So it's that wind chill is ungodly. But anyways, all those idiot celebrities that went on social media and made videos need to apologize to the following: the Chicago Police Department, President Donald Trump, Donald Trump supporters, and white people in general. But we know that they won't, and the media won't call out Smollett for pushing race relations back for umpteen years. They won't call out these idiots on media, on social media, that had to make a statement or whatever to be pugnant or whatever. And Juicy Smollett, as Dave Chappelle likes to call him, might suck as an actor, but he is brilliant for ruining race relations. Al Sharpton spent 30 years doing it. Juicy Smollett did it in one evening. But we know the media and the Hollywood left will stand by and wait for the next event to denigrate white people. What do you say about Juicy Smollett?
I don't want to speak much about him. We know what he did, and he's being punished for it. And good, lately, the criminal courts are getting it right, and they usually do. They, you know, most of the time they usually do. However, I'd rather talk about the lowlifes like Robin Roberts, who came out 10 years ago because she was dying of cancer. Now, you know, she had to come out that she was gay before she died. Well, she must have some good cancer doctor because she's still alive. That lowlife, what's her name? Oh, Vice President Kamala Chameleon, another lowlife that we need to have a lynching bill instituted right away, and blah, blah, blah. And the same thing with Cory Booker T. Washington up there in New Jersey. You know, all this is unnecessary. And, you know, the white people are drawing the line in the sand. I forget who said that, and so on and so forth. So, you know, these are the people that need to step up and say, I took him for his word, and I shouldn't have. And the same thing, you know, and, you know, they're not going to do it because none of them did it with Kyle Rittenhouse, you know, last month. You know, they all called him a white supremacist, and, you know, and he crossed state lines to kill black people. And, so they're not going to say it. But I guarantee you, my friend, and my friends out there in radio land, as they used to say in the 50s, I guarantee you, should any of these people cross my path in my lifetime, I will make sure that it's known that they owe apologies to the people that they called lynchers, you know, because they were all referring to, you know, what happened in the freaking 1800s and early 1900s. So, you know, they're still riding on the card of that all white people are bad, and, you know, we hate all kinds of people. Let me tell you something. I had three interactions, face-to-face interactions with African-American people in the last, like, 48 hours, and they've all been fabulous. I had – there was a guy in the subway. I was hungry. I was there was a – black fella in Subway. He bought everybody sandwiches. He must have bought 22 sandwiches for the people online. And hell, I was just hungry. And today over in Publix twice today, you know, just didn't run into people. I hate to say that, or ran into somebody. Just crossed paths with these people, and it was very pleasant. You know, it started on my, because my mind is like going in 100 different directions right now. And, you know, thank goodness, they're people, dude. You know, they're people.
Right. But why?
We're people. The way that Kamala come out about it is, you know, she's a black wife. You know, she was running for president when this happened. She was throwing her hat in the ring for president. But all that nonsense and all that stuff that people spew out, You know, the old term, you know, look before you leap. You know, that's got to come back into effect at some point where, you know, better not pick a side because I may pick the wrong side. No, you don't pick a side until the truth comes out. And then you can make your statement and judgment. So, there's a lot of apologies being owed to the American public in general, not just, you know, to white people in public, because, you know, you're a vice president. You screwed up, period.
Right, but first off, they're not going to call her out on it. One person did, but, of course, she cackled her way out of it. Secondly, the biggest apology was owed to the Metropolitan Washington, D.C. Police Department last year or 2 years ago. No, it was last year because it was during COVID. They had a shooting. Officer had 3 seconds. We talked about this a while. 3 seconds from the passenger seat of his RMP or cruiser to draw his weapon and firing on somebody. And these people went down to the police station, raised holy hell. Then the police department released the video, and it's like, whoops, it was a justified shooting. But, you know, what? In terms of your interaction with people at Publix, look where you're at. You're in a rural area where people behave. If they don't behave, guess what? Citizens will take matters in their own hands. Where I live, it's just an absolute war zones, like turned into Mogadishu. Friday, we there was somebody in a subway station, and I believe it was Columbia Heights, where they were shooting at a train in the station. Well, these stations are, you know, that how subway stations are. They're long and they're narrow. And fortunately, nobody got hit. And then on the same night, you had a dude outside a bus and a dude inside a bus having a shootout in Washington, D.C. And that's why cities are not safe. I can't wait to get the hell out of here. I can't wait to move up to Yanadasa's, have the fine men and the woman from the Yanadasa's fire department come save my trailer when it burns down, or get me out of my Ford Escort station wagon when some illegal alien gives me a T-bone. Because the people that live in these cities are just absolute wild animals, and we're giving them permission to act like wild animals. And you know who hates it just as much as we do? Other black people. I spoke to this about last week. They're sick and tired of it, and they want to move away from these people, and they're embarrassed by these people. And just like Bob Grant said, for years, it's sick and getting sicker. But anyways, we're not going to have enough time to go to our next break, but we're going to have a new segment coming up with some commercials, more bad news. And we had a commercial yet? Because I don't hear the awesome music. Oh, there we are. Coming back, we'll talk about CNN and some other stuff. Stay tuned, 75radio.org, 75radio.org. Take away, boys.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And FEMA's on the ground working with each of the states to assess the damages.
Search and rescue efforts are going on overnight in some spots in the south after deadly tornadoes barreled across five states. And Andy Beshear, the Kentucky governor, says more than 100 people appear to have died in western Kentucky alone. Tennessee Republican Representative David Kustoff says the recovery efforts are going to take quite a while.
You see the devastation. It's going to run into Christmas Day, the Christmas holidays. But we need to do what we can first and foremost to make sure that the people that are unaccounted for right now, we don't know how many people those are. That we find them.
The death toll in Tennessee from the storms now stands at 3. The death toll has risen to 6 at the site of a collapsed Amazon warehouse, which came down in a storm in Edwardsville, Illinois. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98. Queen and king size slightly higher, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
President Joe Biden saying Russia will pay a, quote, terrible price if it moves in on Ukraine. Speaking on Saturday, the president said that he's made three things absolutely clear to the Russian president.
That if he moves on Ukraine, the economic consequences for his economy are going to be devastating.
He said he also said he would have to send American and NATO troops into the eastern flank to defend that region. And finally, Biden says he told Putin the world's view on Russia would also drastically change. For the worse. The annual Army-Navy showdown on the gridiron taking place Saturday with the midshipmen stunning their rivals 17-3 at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, the second time in 3 years they've beat the Black Knights. And in other college football news, Alabama QB Bryce Young has been named the 2021 winner of the Heisman Trophy Award. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
you're still listening, here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we're back. Of course we're back. Anyways, during the news break, before I go to the next story, Joe Biden was talking tough to Vladimir Putin about Russia staying out of Ukraine. Well, now it looks like Russia is about to invade Ukraine. During the Trump administration, Russia had no intention of invading Ukraine. And during the Obama-Biden administration, Russia wanted to invade Ukraine. So as Joe Biden is talking tough, I'm sure Mr. Putin is shaking the shoes. Walt, your family came over from Ukraine. What do you say about the situation over there in Joe Biden talking tough to Russia?
Well, you know, it's hard to fathom. You know, American Ukrainians are a lot different from Ukrainians, if you know what I mean. It's just different. You know, number one, why would, you know, Putin want to invade the Ukraine? You know, they're a country that's barely, 40 years old on their own. You know, there's a lot of money there, but a lot of that money was hidden by other countries and, you know, subsequently stolen by the Ukrainian government. And you know, I just don't get it. You know, they were underneath Russian communist rule for centuries, and finally got their freedom. And when they got their freedom, I'm talking about the Ukraine. You know, decided that they were tough. And you know what happens when, you know, people all of a sudden decide they're tough? It's like you know, beer muscles at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, they really just don't have it. Okay. But what they do have is money. And, you know, who have we found out that likes money more than the Bidens in the past couple of years? Nobody. The Bidens are being probably paid by the Ukrainian government millions upon millions. And yes, I said it out loud, but I also added probably to protect their resources, which is money, because there really isn't anything in the Ukraine, you know, to speak of that's of any value to, you know, the rest of the world. They're their own thing. I mean, you know, leave them alone. Putin is just using it as an incentive to suck Biden in to do something stupid, which, you know, really is inevitable. I don't think you have to suck Biden in to do something stupid. He'll do it all on his own. this is just giving him a chance to, let me put it to you this way. Pretty much the last thing that Obama did when Obama was in the White House, it was December of 2016. After, of course, we know the election, he threw the Russians out of New York. Do you remember? They were doing something going on. So that was like, you know, the last thing that Obama did to Putin to throw his weight around. And now you got Biden trying to throw his weight around, which, you know, if Biden would ask the American public, instead of, you know, talking to the idiots he calls his cabinet, what do you think we should do? I would say leave him alone. If Putin's going to invade Ukraine, let him do it. You know, what's that got to do with us? But then when you bring up that question, then Biden has got to say to himself, well, I'm going to lose a lot of money. You know, my grandchildren and, you know, are going to lose a lot of money, you know. And Hunter is going to lose a lot of money. And you see, it's all about money. And you know, the push for power. You're the tough guy at the line in the cafeteria in high school. You know, you got any extra change. You know, if you just put a couple of bucks in your pocket for change from the lady from when you bought your breakfast, and you say no, and they try to put up push up on you. And that happens until you flatten them. So either Biden is going to have to crap or get off the pot, like my father said. He's either going to have to flatten Putin before he invades. Why wait? That would be my next question. Mr. Biden, you say that there's going to be, you know, trouble from the United States towards the Russian government if Putin invades Ukraine. I would say, well, why wait? Just go over there and get him. Why wait? Right. You know, why wait? You know, this is politics we're talking about. We're not talking about law enforcement. There's no constitution in politics. But just, you know, why wait? Let's invade Russia right. then. Why wait right. and fight in the country of Ukraine? Let's just go and invade Russia. Come on, show me your nuts, man. You know, well, we know he's nuts. I'm not talking about those nuts. You know, show us if you got any nuts. You know, invade Russia. Don't threaten. Just do it.
Right, or
listen, it's open game. Russia said they're going to invade Ukraine, and it looks like you said, you know, it looks like they're going to. Well, why wait until they cross the border? Stand there and wait for them. Get the troops over there, Mr. Balls. Get the troops over there. Send Kamala over there for border protection. How about that? Kamala over there to protect the Ukrainian border from the Russians. Go ahead. Because she sure as hell can't do it here in this country.
Nope. Jesus. But anyway, moving right along, over at CNN, it was a perfectly normal week. On Friday, producer John Griffin was arrested for having sex with underage girls and grooming them for his use. Griffin was a producer for Chris Cuomo's television show. Chris Cuomo was recently fired for helping his brother dig up dirt on the women who accused Governor Andrew Cuomo of sexual harassment. And Chris Cuomo was also accused of sexual harassment many, many times. Now, my take is that the left is supposed to be tolerant, have respect for women, and be part of the quote-unquote village to raise the children, like Hillary Clinton said. But in reality, the left hates women and the left hates kids. And people on the right, our side, get married and raise kids, and they raise kids the right way. And we do this to a fault because many times, I'm speaking from experience, many times we marry the wrong person and have kids that we should not have. But anyways, people on the left, they do not marry or have kids unless it's a gay couple or there's a donor or a surrogate to provide a sample or care of the kid, or you have people adopting kids from third world like their pets, or you got same-sex couple adopting kids of the same gender. Then there's Mr. Buttigieg in Washington, D.C., adopting a boy and a girl. And he's home on family leave while stuff on the porch is rotting. But in terms of the left, let's look at some of the big people on the Hollywood left. You got Harvey Weinstein, Jeffrey Epstein, Kevin Spacey, Brett Ratner, who was a director, Bill Cosby. Now you say, well, Bill Cosby is conservative. No, he just started speaking about the idiocracy of black people and their robbing people and having kids out of wedlock and so on and so forth just recently. He wasn't always a conservative. Look it up. Also, Jeremy Piven, James Toback, Jeffrey Tambor, Bryan Singer, and a whole host of others just victimizing women and kids. Meanwhile, the news stays quiet on this because the news and the movie studios are owned by the same company. We spoke about this before. You have CNN, which is owned by Time Warner, which also owns Warner Brothers Pictures. You have NBC, MSNBC, owned by Comcast, which also owns Universal Pictures. Then you have CBS, owned by Viacom, which also owns Paramount Pictures. I mean, it's all interconnected. If you have a actor or director on contract to make a product for your movie studio,
and he is doing something he shouldn't be doing. The news is not going to report, because guess what? Now you got, it's going to cause some problems, that the actor's not going to act or director's not going to direct, and your movie's not going to be made. And they'd rather talk about the phantom white people going around as militias killing black people. But anyways, we would come back. We're going to do a remembering radio and see if we got time for a couple other stories from 75radio.org. Stay tuned, everybody.
Third takes a short lead. Elwood glances over. Now back to the plate. He sets the pitch. It's swung on. Strike three. They've won it. They have won it. World champions. Jim, what's it like down on the field?
John, it's a madhouse down here. I'm trying to get to Bob Elwood, the winning pitcher. Bob, how does it feel? Winning the seventh game on a strikeout.
Yeah, I thought he'd be looking for a slider, so I came on with my fastball.
World champions. Is this the greatest moment of your life?
Absolutely not. Jim, the best moments for me are breakfast with the kids. Long walks with my wife, just holding her hand, you know?
Marriage. You're never too far apart when you're still holding hands. From your neighbors, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Jim, when was the last time you held your wife's hand?
Well, it's been a while.
I tell you, you need to step up to the plate, Jim.
For more tips on strengthening your marriage, visit family.mormon.org.
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only seven countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the ninth month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. Walter Yurkow. Walter Kiwi. Here's Walt and Scoop.
And we are back, folks. This is the fastest hour in talk radio. Please visit 75radio.org, the number 75radio.org, for other stories we just could not get to. We'll probably get to them next week unless they got another problem at CNN. But anyways, finally, I want to get a little something off my chest. On Thursday, I was able to call into the Patrick Ryan Show. Patrick is a friend of ours. He's a friend of the show. And I've been on his show. He's been on 75 Radio. James Edwards has been on his show a couple of times. He's been on the cesspool, so on and so forth. But anyways, we're good friends. And I really, really like the direction that his show went into, and he left terrestrial radio to start his own thing. But anyways, a little bit about me, even more. Back in the day, I got into the 1960s and 70s album rock, when people listened to MC Hammer and other just garbage coming from England and whatnot. Billy Keeble can attest to that. You had stations like NEW from New York City and WOUR from Central New York. Then Rush Limbaugh came on the air in syndication and opened the floodgates for political talk radio. And I was hooked, especially with the segments like the Gurgling Cod, Call It Abortions, Animal Rights Updates, and so on. And then later, I was able to listen to Howard Stern and then Opie and Anthony in my late 20s. And I just fell in love with radio. And then you had people like Michael Savage, Neil Bortz, and a whole host of other people coming in the mix because of internet radio. But then eventually I started stop listening to Limbaugh, Hannity, and Mark Levin and Howard Stern. And then I also stopped listening to local rock stations. I was either a subscriber on Sirius XM or found other stations through the interwebs. But why did I do this? Because conservative talkers got too comfortable because they have big houses and expensive tastes, and they're not going to take a stand on hard issues. I stopped listening to Howard Stern because he became the male version of Ellen DeGeneres. He caters to his peer group of people in the Hamptons, people of the tribe, so on and so forth, but not the blue-collar people or the white-collar people with the blue-collar mentality that made him a household name. And plus, Howard Stern has done everything to sabotage anyone remotely that he feels is a threat, namely Opie and Anthony. Through the years, he's done nothing but put landmines in their career path. But anyways, the Howard Stern of 1991 would hate the Howard Stern of 2021. Then you got the rock stations. The rock stations took a nosedive. Local jocks were replaced by syndicated jocks that stunk. Then the music formats were changing as fast as they changed my socks. Rock stations were talk stations. Rock stations were disco stations. Talk radio stations became sports stations. Music R&B stations became hip-hop pop stations and so on and so forth. Then the radio suits decided to kill rock and roll by formatting all the stations to only play certain rock and roll. It's either modern rock, alternative rock, and the dreaded classic rock. I actually hate the term classic rock. Anyways, a band like Rush or Boston or the Rolling Stones could not get a new track played on stations because they are a classic rock band, so they can't get played on the new rock. And then on the old rock, the classic rock station, since it's a new song, it's not part of the 200-song radio format, they would not get played. And now you hear, in any city in America, you know, the same songs. Pinball Wizard by The Who, Lover Him Madly by The Doors, Aqualung, Fool in the Rain, all day, every day. And then the rock stations can't play anything they want to, and it's disgusting. Here in D.C., there's a classic rock station, which D.C. is a huge market. And again, these stations play the same song, Pinball Wizard, Fool in the Rain, so on and so forth. And the DJs here absolutely suck. And they have openings for people to play the music that you hear during our bumpers. Guess what? I refuse to work for that station or even apply because that station is some garbage. But anyways, why is this media falling apart? Because radio stations are corporately owned, corporately subsidized, and government approved per Pat Ryan. And he is absolutely right. They want to make money, but they don't want to jeopardize the FCC license, bad publicity, or losing sponsors. Anyways, here comes Liberty News Radio again. We do the job that nobody wants to do. We talk about the hard issues. We play the bumpers that we want to play. James Edwards on the Cesspool plays stuff from the doo-wop area of Cousin Brucey. I play the stuff of Scott Muni. But anyways, I love doing what we're doing. We're not going to back down. We're not going to go corporate. Corporate does not want to hear us because we rock the boat. Well, what say you about the state of terrestrial radio?
Well, you know, everybody remembers the payola days of the 50s. If you didn't, 50s and 60s, if you didn't live it, you need to read about payola. Payola was
managers, bands, sponsors, paying the DJs to play their band's song, their new one-hit wonder song. And Dick Clark was a big, you know, fan of Paola. You know, I don't know how he got out from under it, but nowadays it's just the opposite. They're paying stations to not play people's stuff, you know, the good stuff. Like you said, you know, how many times can you listen to Tommy? There's a radio station here in Chattanooga that, you know, if I hear Out Here in the Fields one more time, I'm going to string myself up on Jesse Smollett's imaginary necktie. You know, it's ridiculous. You know, it's the same every day. They play, and actually, it's 106.5. It's out of Chattanooga, and they play Out Here in the Fields 3 and 4 times a day, not a week, not a month, a day, because it's all automated. And they're paid to play what they're paid to play, and they play what they're paid to play. So, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, when it comes down, you want to listen to good rock and roll music. You know, there shouldn't be labels on it. You know, it's like you said, alternative, classic, you know, modern, current, all this nonsense. You know, label it by the decade, you know, 80s, 90s, you know, things like that. You know, if there should be places you should be able to go into. And that's why people don't listen to the radio anymore. You know, when it comes to, you know, they throw in their CD or they have their, you know, playlists on their phones, or a playlist, you know, in their machine, in their car, and they play what they want to listen to. And at the top of the hour, if they want to listen to the news, they switch it on for like 5 minutes. And then as soon as Biden comes on or Kamala comes on and says how good we're doing here in this country, it's time to go back to the music. So, you're absolutely right. I believe in listening to the music that, you know, anyone prefers. You should be able to listen to it anytime, any place, on any radio station. Remember when, you know, video killed the radio star, you know, when MTV came out and stuff? Now it's getting worse because you can't even see the videos when you're riding in the cold. Well, I guess you could if you wanted to, you know, just put the phone up on the dash and just, you know, go on YouTube and watch it. There's no way in the world that you can actually go someplace and actually listen like we used to listen to in the 60s and 70s, like you said, WNBC in New York, there was ABC in New York. Then you had the other station, the PLJ, it was 101.1, 101.1 on the FM dial. They played all the oldies.
You know, in the 70s. WCBS.
CBS FM, right. You know, so, we had stations we could actually go to and listen to the music that we wanted to listen to. Now, it's repeat after repeat after repeat. I remember watching WKRP in Cincinnati when they tried to format the radio station, you know, the fake radio station, the imaginary radio station. And it was, you know, you just press the button and the DJ would just sit there and listen to everything, what everybody else had to say. And he was only there to press buttons. He wasn't there to play music. You know, I haven't heard about any radio stations taking requests in the past 40 years, have you?
No.
You could call in and say, you know, I haven't heard, you know, Hey Jude from the Beatles in 2 years. Could you play it for me? Right. I don't hear anything like that anymore. There's no bridge between the listening public and the people that are putting the music out on the airwaves. There's no connection. Once in a while, they'll have like a contest. You know, or they want you to come down to a mall, you know, where they're having a ribbon cutting ceremony for some, you know, useless bra store or something, you know. It's horrible.
Right. And talk radio is exactly the same. They don't talk about Israel. They don't talk about black crime. They don't talk about the media. They only started talking about the media killing cops with the murder of Lou and Ramos, but we could go on for another 30 minutes. Walter, it's my pleasure. Anyways, for Walter Yerkew, this is Peter Scoop Standard, reminding all of you, you can make a difference. go out and make it. Check us out, 75radio.org, 75radio.org. Take it away.
Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.